Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, beloved. Good evening, everybody. This is Pastor Omar Zachary, and you are tuning in to Praise Tabernacle Church Tuesday night Bible study. And we thank you so much for being a part. We know we've been missing the last couple of Tuesday nights or so, but we thank God that we are at it again, and we appreciate Elder Oliver and this avenue of Blog Talk, Chaos Blog Talk Radio, and thank God for this platform that allows us to come together and have Bible study, even though we are all in, for the most part, separate places. So we just thank God for it. We're looking at, met with the Saints Sunday. We're looking at trying to start back having a live Bible study, you know, where we all come together, but we're still able to do the blog talk. Just to prevent, you know, anything in the future. We just thank God for the opportunity that we have just to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we're honored to be able to do that. And we thank everybody for being a part. I think we have a full panel on tonight. I think that's about the first time in a good little minute. So we got the whole panel on tonight, and this would normally be our family night Bible study, but we wanted to give back to Minister Tobert. He was supposed to teach last night, and wanted to go ahead on and let him go forth tonight, and the Lord is coming on next Tuesday. We'll do our family night. I guess it'll be round number two for us on next week. So we just thank God. We're going to say a word of prayer, and then the next voice you hear will be that of Minister Kevin Tobert. And Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. We glorify your name. We know that it's in you that we live, move, and have our being. And we just appreciate this opportunity that you've awarded us to be able to talk about the scriptures and discuss them and learn of them. And we just appreciated that your word, according to David, we're going to hide it in our heart that we might not sin against you. We know your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So we thank you. We just appreciate you for tonight. We thank you for bringing us to this point of the week, this Tuesday night. And we just pray that you be glorified and that you are magnified in this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Minister Tobert, the service is into your hands. God bless.
All right, saints. Good evening. Good evening. Thank you all for the opportunity. Thank God for the panel, say, being on tonight. Everyone that's listening, thank you all that took the time out of your busy schedule to tune in on tonight, and praying that you all get something on tonight. I know that we have at least a nice group of people listening. No, I got my children listening on tonight, so definitely got to make sure that I bring a word that they can understand and be able to grasp on tonight. So we're going to be coming from Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34. It's a very familiar passage of scripture. Again, Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34. And on tonight, normally I would have a scripture that kind of dedicates to the topic, but pretty much the topic is going to cover everything that we're going to go through on Matthew 6, 24 through 34. So the topic for tonight is going to be pick a side. And my subtopic is going to be choose wisely. Again, my topic is pick a side, And my subtopic is choose wisely. And I'll do my own prayer and go right into my lesson. Lord Jesus, I'd like to thank you, Lord, for everyone listening tonight, Lord. I ask that you would just add a blessing unto the saints, Lord, and add, Lord, wisdom on tonight. Father God, I ask that you allow your Holy Spirit to reign free, Lord, for there are more than two or three listening that are gathered here in your name, Father God. So we know that you'll be in the midst, Lord. I ask that you would just touch every heart and mind, Lord, and just open every ear on tonight, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So
amen.
When it comes down to this thing called life, we all have choices to make, right? And some of those can be as simple as what we're going to wear today or tomorrow. However, there are some choices that are more complex than others, and there is no greater choice than choosing to serve God. Most of us listening tonight, of course, have already made the choice to serve God, which is great, you know. Of course, it's a great decision. But for some that may be listening and haven't fully committed, this lesson is for all of us, whichever way. Simply because even if you have chosen to serve the Lord, you have to continue to make the right choices. And this lesson tonight will help encourage you. If you haven't, you will learn all the reasons to choose God. So if you haven't chosen the Lord, you'll understand why it makes the most sense to go ahead and choose. Look at what Jesus says as we start with our opening scripture on verse 24. So this is Matthew 6, verse 24. And the word of the Lord reads, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment?" Jesus asking a good question there. Now, these scriptures are part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which he addresses several issues and various topics. And some of the most notable topics are like the Beatitudes, the Lord's Prayer, and adultery, just to name a few. A lot of stuff that he talked about in the preceding scriptures. And also, now Jesus is explaining that, you know, you can't serve God and mammon, which is material things like money. All right, so it's simple. If you put all your time and energy and focus into one thing, then that's who you belong to. That's your master. So if all you care about is money, 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 that's where the issue lies. And, you know, and it's not just money alone. It's other materialistic things that can take control over your life as well. You know, not to confuse anyone, you know, you need money and clothes, but that can't be your sole focus in life at all. You know, just like how you see a lot of people, for those of us that may have social media, you see a lot of people that's all they care about and, you know, all they post about and all of this stuff. But where is God in the mix? Everybody's talking about what they got and, you know, whether it's money or materialistic things. But it's more so about focusing on God. So if you place your focus on God, then he'll make sure that you're well taken care of anyway. You know, and there's a scripture later on in this lesson that backs that up 100%. You know, so you don't have to worry about certain things like what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, or do we still have food in the refrigerator? You know, do we still have, you know, a fridge full of juice, you know, some cabinets full of snacks and all of that stuff? We ain't got to worry about all this stuff. No need to stress because God will provide. Let me say that again. No need to stress because God will provide. So once you truly realize that, you know, and understand that exact thing that I just said, you'll be okay. Once you realize that God will provide, you'll be okay. And, you know, there's enough going on in the world today that, you know, basically a lot of these things, you know, we don't have to have our focus on. You know, we don't have to focus on a lot of these other things because it's a, you know, it's tough enough out here. You know, so we can't be adding unnecessary stress because God will provide. So your life is more important than material things. And the more that you begin to realize that, the better off you'll be. We can't continue to worry about the other things in life. That's where we're placing our value. But I'm here to tell you we're putting our value in the wrong place when we continue to do those things. Because like the word says, you know, it's two masters. And you can't serve God and mammon because you're either going to have more connection to one versus the other. So I don't know about you, but I would rather have a greater connection with God than mammon, which would be the materialistic things, the money, the this and the that, all of those things. Because, see, if I end up worrying about all of the money and all of those things, I don't want to lose God. You know what I mean? I don't want to have a situation where money becomes your God, because that's where you put all of your trust, all of your value into all of the things that you have gathered. And now you're worrying about that versus worrying about the Lord. A lot of those people that, you know, that's why the word says how hardly it is for a rich man to get into heaven, because of course those ones that have placed their value into the money, into materialistic things, that's all they think about. So they begin to cause a separation. They don't have that connection with God as though they should. So that's where it comes into play, where Jesus was talking about how you can hate the one and love the other. And I'd rather love God and hate all the materialistic things than the other way around. Verse 25 on down. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Question mark. Very important question. All right. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? Listen, Jesus is saying that even the birds don't stress and worry about their next meal. And the birds don't plant seeds. They don't reap or gather or store into barns. It's not what they do, because they understand they get what the provider provides. And it's not even an issue. It's not even a problem, because they know that God will provide. Okay? And that's how we have to be with it too. We got to understand that God will provide. And if God will provide for the birds, then surely he'll take care of the saints. And that's something that we have to focus on. So here's the problem for some of us. Some of us don't understand our true value. And when you don't understand your worth, you look for validation and confirmation from other places. Say that again. When you don't understand your worth, then you look for validation and confirmation from other places. That's why some folks want to pay money to make themselves look like a completely different person. Why? Because they don't realize their true value within themselves. So, and that money, of course, people having all these money, it's caused you to see yourself differently, just worrying about money and stuff like that. And now that you want to change from the simple things, you know, to everything, you know, and not just something small, but something something great, you know. And I never thought the day I would see the day as to where, you know, people would be getting surgeries to get taller. You got people that are, I saw one online where it was this guy that went from like 5'6" to like 6'1" just by doing a surgery and, you know, adding an extension and a steel rod to his leg and stuff. Now, Jesus said it like this. He said, "In which of you by thought can change your stature?" You know, this man going out here changing stuff just because you got the money, you got the power, you got the access. So that's why you want to do those different things. But it's different. We don't have and possess the power to just think it and to be able to change it. And that's what he's talking about. You don't have that type of power. You know, people are putting that power in money, you know. So it's a different type of power. And that money has allowed you access, you know, and that access and that money can overtake you, basically. So you have to pick a side and stay there. Yeah, you have to pick a side and stay there. It's God's side or it's the money. So we can't put all of our thoughts into the money, all of our value into the money and materialistic things only. Anybody on the panel got anything they would like to add or any questions from the panel at this point? Or comments?
Hey, man, so I do have a comment. I just wanted to say that it's funny that this is the Bible study that we are having on tonight. And as Christians, we don't know how often or what the situation is going to be, but you are going to be tested on what you believe in and if you can practice what you preach. And we have to make sure that when that opportunity presents itself, that we are standing bold in Christ and speaking on what we know that is right. I had a cousin that said something, I think last week on Facebook, something along the lines of he knows God and he knows the devil, and they've been fighting for too long. So he wished that they would come together and just allow people to do what they wanted to do. They needed to get on the same side. Usually when I see posts on Facebook and different things, I just scroll on by. But for this one, I said, no, no, no. That's my opportunity to open my mouth and say something. And I did. And I let them know that it's impossible. The Bible speaks about what we're talking about tonight, that you can't serve two masters. You have to take a side. And I told him I'm going to pray for him, and I pray that you know, Jesus gets into his heart and he needs to be saved. And some different things in that comment that I said to him, I can't remember verbatim, but I did notice that there were about two other people in that comment section that spoke the word of Christ to him also, which I was glad that it was somebody else that was speaking the truth, because there's a lot of lost people in the world. For you to say something like that, they needed to come together. You are lost. So, yeah, as Christians, it is our duty to let people know that you have to pick a side. You can't do both. So great lesson tonight.
Amen. I second that, Sister Tober. I'm enjoying this. What I thought about when you sent these scriptures out last week, Minister Tober, and even today, while going back over them, you know, I wouldn't want my wife, just to paint a picture, you know, to have another husband. You know, she's my wife Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday she's at somebody else's home, and Sunday she's at church. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday she's back at my house. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, she at her other husband's house, and Sunday, she at the Lord's house. That just wouldn't be right. That I wouldn't stand for that, and I know vice versa. She wouldn't either. No way she's going to, you know, allow me to split up my time. You know, I'm at Lawrenceville home 3 days, and I met somebody else at another home the other 3 days, and on Sundays I'm with the Lord. I'm in the Lord's house. No, we, you know, there has to be a separation, okay? And that's really what, that's one of the main points you're teaching about tonight, once again, about these choices. You preached a few weeks or so ago about making a choice and things like that, and we're in an hour. If we watch, like Sister Toba was just saying, we're in an hour where people are saying and doing. I mean, if they can think it, they doing it. If they can imagine it, they doing it. And the scripture talks about that in the last days. You know, we'll be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And pleasure, mammon, money, you know. And like you say, who in the world thought we would be living in a time where I think that was a black man, too. I think I saw it, and I think it was a black man that made himself, through surgery, made himself taller. You know, there was a song years ago, I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, and all this stuff. I guess he making himself taller. We got women making they butts. Amen. All right. Doing stuff, they have stuff. We done took off the real eyebrows and pointing on, putting. And I ain't trying to offend nobody, but y'all know me. We taking off the real eyebrows and painting them on, and we don't know if you asking a question or if you sad or if you happy. You know, your eyebrows, one side, your right eyebrow say one thing, say you're mad, but your left eyebrow say you're happy. So we don't know what to take. We don't know whether to turn left or turn right with you. So we are satisfying our flesh every time. I mean, we got, and that doesn't mean you can't try to, you know, self-improve, but don't let that be your for all, get all, and don't let that be your main thing. Your body, our body, every day we wake up. Let me say this and I'll be through with it. Every day we wake up, first of all, it's a blessing, but every day we wake up, we're one day closer to the grave. And while we painting on and doing all these injections and all these enhancements, and we got the church, I ain't even talking about the world, the church folk. I saw on YouTube, I guess she's supposed to be a Christian woman, but she talking about all the enhancements and things you've done. The Bible, you know, let, as far as the women, the Bible talks about let the dormant be a meek and quiet spirit. You doing all these enhancements, but you're still loud. You're doing all these enhancements, amen, but you won't humble yourself. You won't do the godly thing, but you're doing all these self-improvements. And what the men really don't want you to know, yeah, you might look good and you might get their attention, but they probably ain't going to marry you. They'll take you home and do something strange for a piece of chain, but they probably ain't going to put a ring on it. I don't care how much Beyonce saying, whatever, put a ring. So we got to stand on the word of God like never before, and at the risk of standing alone. Okay, even if it means, Sister Tober, you made that post, you rebuke in a loving way, and you brought correction, amen, and thank God others stood with you. But even if they didn't stand, God stands with you. And that's what we all got to know, is that even if it seemed like we standing alone, God stands with us. Anytime we are standing on the word of God, oh my, I'm about to get happy here. Anytime we standing on the word of God, God is with us. And as I've been saying down through the years, if God be for us, then the who don't matter. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Pastor just definitely preached the whole message with that. I definitely appreciate you bringing that all together. And, Pastor, you are correct. That is the same story I was talking about. It was a black guy that made himself taller. That's the exact thing that I'm talking about, and it kind of threw me off to see that, because, you know, I just didn't expect, you know, for us to do something like that, and it was kind of crazy to see that. But great points on everything that you stated, and also one of the things that, you know, what my wife was saying about the comment where, you know, her cousin was saying some stuff that was off. To add to it, a part that, you know, she left out is also in the comment section, there was someone that was happy at the title of evangelist or something, and she was in there agreeing with the post. So we got to be careful, because we got folks that got these titles that, you know, aren't really using them the right way, because if you agree with something that is contrary to the word of God, then, you know, I got a problem with that. You know, to have a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such, stay away. So we got to realize that, you know, be careful with these folks that got these titles and, you know, in prominent positions, but they don't have the Bible training and the connection with God to go along with it, meaning that they're just a title by trade, by name per se, but not by trade, meaning that they just have that title, but they're not operating in that, because that's something that was so blatant that was like, you know, there's no way that you can agree with a comment on that level. So you just have to be able to stand for the word of God and stand for God and the kingdom of God, and making sure that we're standing up for holiness and all of the rest of that stuff. This is when you pick a side and make sure you choose wisely, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're responsible for what we do. We're going to be responsible for our own actions and not speaking up for God and things of that nature. So those times where it's time to speak up and call something out, make sure that you call it out. But don't, you know, hide and tuck tail when it's time to go to war, you know. So just make sure that if we're going to be soldiers, we're going to be that. But soldiers be prepared for war, you know. They ain't just prepared, you know, to lose the fight. Nobody, for example, nobody train hard just because they want to lose. You want to go in there and put up a good fight. Amen. Anybody else before we go to the next scripture?
Yeah, I'll make a comment. This message has definitely been ringing in my head since it was put out the first go round. It is, Lord Jesus, it's so good, Mr. Tova. I forgot what verse you stopped on, so I hope I don't go where I'm not supposed to. But when I was just looking, okay, but. A lot of times when you go for God and someone that's living in sin that's supposed to be a Christian, or even those that are just lost and they just don't know, but out of their ignorance, they will post things, they'll say things, they will try to make an argument with you to please themselves, because that demon, that spirit inside of them, they do not want to hear the truth. And when you begin to speak the truth and stand on the word of God, okay, because we can't serve both. But with the mammon, when it's talking about that, those, like you were saying, Ms. Tober, that, you know, the money, the possessions, the wealth, these things that you are idolizing, and they have you enslaved. But we won't be a slave for the Lord. But when you stand for God, and you know whose side you're standing on, but they don't understand. Even you have some that do understand. They preach the word, like you were saying, Mr. Tobit, the comment that was, this came from an evangelist. That don't have anything to do with it. It's people out here, you know, saying evangelist, prophetess, all of these things, but they're witches. They're warlocks. So us as believers, we have to have and ask God for the spirit of discernment, because they can say one thing, but it can be an evil spirit. But if you begin to share this with someone and they want to go back and forth, you have to stand on the word. Well, you can't judge me. You always judging. People, they love saying that. I was in a situation, you know, I believe it was this weekend. I'm like, judging? It's the fact. If it walked like a duck, quacked like a duck, it looked like a duck, what is it? It's a doggone duck.
So a sinner, somebody that's living in sin, don't get me wrong, we sin daily, knowingly and unknowingly. That's why we have to pray and repent to God. And something that when I was reading this and studying the word, no half-hearted service for God. And that's funny you say the topic, because I wrote on here, it's either all or nothing. Either you're going to believe in God, you're going to believe in his son, Jesus Christ, or you're going to be over here on the devil's side. Why die and go to hell in the church? Why die and go to hell playing with God, preaching the word of God? And then you stand before him and he's like, who? Oh, God, I see your name. I spreaded your gospel. But the Lord's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. So let's be careful, because the world that we're living in now, you cannot settle. You cannot settle. Like the topic, you choose wisely. Choose wisely. Either you're going to live for Christ or you're going to worship these materialistic things that's going to perish. All these things are going to perish, but God's word will stand forever.
Amen. First lady, amen. Amen. Yes, God's word will remain and stay forever. That's a message all by itself. And like you said, you know, it's all or nothing. God wants you to be all the way in, you know, not on the middle of the fence and all of that stuff. You can't do that. We can't be on the fence with God. We can't try to tiptoe around this thing. We got to pick our side and stay there. Make sure that you choose wisely and choose the Lord's side. You know, because to put it simple, it's God's side and it's the other side, you know, and that other side is going to be the things of the devil, those different things. So if you're not on his side, then you're against him. So at that point, you know where you stand. So make sure that you are on the correct side. And it's so important that, you know, even Jesus talks about in Revelation, being lukewarm. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I will spew thee out of my mouth. You don't want nobody to be, you know, in between and be lukewarm. There's no in between with God. You either hot or you're cold. You either with him or you're against him, you know. So make sure that you're on the Lord's side, because, you know, if you're not on his side, then you won't get the benefits that come along with being on his side, you know. So it's kind of funny, and when you realize, and I don't want to get to it too soon, but basically when you realize that you can end up chasing all of these different things and putting that first, when all you got to do is put God first and everything else will come your way. Everything else will come your way. So don't worry. Don't do it the opposite way. Don't try to chase material things and lose God when you can have God and those things that come along with it. Not all of them, but some of those things will come along with it. Amen. So we'll go back to the lesson. I think we stopped at verse 27. So we'll go down from 28 on down to 31. And take ye thought, and why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. So we got to realize that, you know, God will provide. And just like when you talk about, you know, the lilies of the field, of course, like, you know, the flowers and stuff like that, you know, they don't, you know, have to toil, which is they don't even have to work for it. You know, they don't have to. The way that they blossom, and that is basically dressed up grass in this illustration, you know. So they look good and they didn't even have to work for it. It's nothing that they had to do in order to get that accomplished. So what I'm getting from this is Jesus is making that comparison that, you know, all you have to do is be a willing vessel. All you have to do is do your part. God will add the rest of it to it and make that thing pretty and make that thing beautiful. But you don't have to go chase those things, because if you chase those things, that's how you end up losing God. Because if you end up chasing all the material, that's how you end up losing God. All you got to do is play your position, be a willing vessel, serve the Lord. When he tell you to do something, you do what you're supposed to be doing. Don't worry about the rest of everything else. And that's what God is calling for us. And also what he's talking about in verse 29, and yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Solomon, you know, if I'm not mistaken, the richest man in the Bible, you know, and he didn't, you know, wasn't flashy like that, you know, and stuff like that. So we have to understand that even if you get those type of things, of course, that there's nothing wrong with if you were to get to a certain status of wealth. You want to make sure that you get there and you get there the right way, through God, with God on your side. Because, again, if he provided for you and you get to a certain level, nothing wrong with that, as long as you maintain your connection with God. The problem is when you begin to choose the other side and your focus begin to be only the money, only this, only that, only my gains and what I am able to get, how much of this stuff I can gather. That's when your focus is off of God. Verse 30 to 31. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? So you can't focus on your focus can't be closed. You know, it's folks out there that, for example, won't even come to church unless they got a new outfit on. You know, on Easter, you know, you can't be more concerned about, you know, the lime green suit or that dress or whatever than you are concerned about Christ's resurrection. You know, that don't even make sense. You can't worry about the clothes, the material things, more than your connection with Christ, you know. But you know, I promise you, it's a lot of folks out there like that, a lot of folks that are more concerned about the look versus the connection with God. You know, just pay attention to when certain holidays come around. You know, it's folks that don't believe or barely believe and will be all down, you know, your timeline, dressed up, but spiritually, they messed up. Spiritually, they don't have the connection with God. Why? Because they chose just to have the nice dress only, but not to have the connection spiritually with God. Now, people know exactly what I'm saying, and let's not be sensitive here. We know how we got some of these folks that only want to play the part. As Pastor would say, we got our CME members, the ones that come on, I think, Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. You know, you got these type of people that's what they do. They don't always have a real connection with God. They just show up to put on a nice suit, a nice dress, show up to show out in that sense. But at the end, they don't have a spiritual connection. They just come for the tradition of coming to church. That is the religious aspect of, I'm just coming to say that I went. My grandma went, my cousin went, the whole family went, so now here we go. But you didn't have the spiritual connection, you know. And, of course, they messed up because they picked the wrong side. They chose the creation and not the creator. Again, they chose the creation. They chose the clothes, the money, the this, the that, and not the creator, not Jesus. You're making the wrong choice. Again, you're supposed to choose wisely. Why would I worry about so much of the materialistic things, the things that can only be bought with money, when, you know, our God can give us these things? We just have to choose him. So these folks, they chose the materials, and that's all, you know, that they have. You know, those things are replaceable.
You know, but God is irreplaceable. You can't replace God. So make sure that you have the proper focus in line. Make sure that you're putting your value, your investment into the right place. So now we make sure, like you say, there's people that make all of these financial decisions, you know, and your greatest investment is the investment that you make spiritually with God. That's your greatest investment. It's not the rest of the stuff. It's that spiritual investment, what you put into your spiritual bank account. And some of us spiritually are broke. Anybody got anything they want to add before we go into the few closing scriptures?
Hey, man, I can talk.
Go ahead,
Sister Toby. Go ahead.
That was me. This is your wife.
Oh, go ahead, Lady Zachary.
Okay, this is going to be real quick because, Lord Jesus, this is good. And, Lord, it's wonderful. But the one part that I want to speak on is take no thought. On Sunday when the Lord gave me these illustrations and I was sending them to the Bugs family, I told them, I said, I don't know. This is what God gave me, and this is what I have to go. I've never seen, especially that last one at the end, but that take no thought was so, to me, it's probably like, listen, you concerned, you worried about the wrong thing, because when you're so focused on the material things, you know, and, you know, it brings anxiety. Some people are stressed out and worried, but you have to really put your trust and your faith in the Lord. But like I was saying, take no thought from the illustration of they were just enjoying their life. They falling down, riding tree, acting crazy. And then when they hit the ground, the person's like, do you not know that you're going to die? You know that the world is going to end soon? That's how we should be. We should have so much joy and power. Like, oh, well, that's easily said. But if your bills aren't paid or this isn't done and your family don't have food on the table, how can you say that? That has been said. I'm sleeping in my car. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. But God is still faithful because you still have breath in your body. And the Lord will send someone your way. I'm that person. The Lord sent me your way to bless you and to help you. Like my husband say, it is even in scripture. If someone is hungry, they don't want you to pray for them. Go get them something to eat or bring a go buy and take them to the grocery store. But this message right here can be preached every Tuesday night, can be preached every Sunday morning, because if you're on the winning side, and you don't have, it's no losing. And if you really think about it, we have got ourselves into debt. Some of us have been millionaires over and over and over and over again because of all the debt, the loans, the personal loans, and all these other loans that we have gotten. But if God is on your path and you're walking, not in the way, but you got God while he's leading you, everything is going to be all right. So let's not focus on those things that we don't have, and let's thank God for the little things and the things that we do have. That's it. I'm done.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Zachary. I definitely agree. This is a great lesson. Two scriptures come to mind. The first one is, what does it profit a man or a woman? What does it profit? What do you gain? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and in turn lose his soul? And it says, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And we know the old folk, the old preacher would say it like this: you never seen a U-Haul. You never seen a U-Haul posted up at the graveyard. You know, you never seen a hole dug big enough for that Mercedes and that Porsche and whatever your material things. You are dirt. You dirty. You dirt. That's all we are. Dirt. Dirty. Okay? And naked we came in here, meaning alone and naked we came in. and that's the way we're going out. And there, I'll say this and I'll be through. I've been really concentrating over the last week or so on Philippians. For some reason, God has had me just really diving deep in Philippians, the church at Philippi. And over in, I was just reading it this morning, Philippians 4 and 19, I think it's where it's at. But it says this, my God, he said, I think Paul, he starts out by saying, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Okay, so if we, the needs, a lot of this stuff, we get the needs mixed up with the wants. And as my wife just said, a lot of us would be better off financially if we stuck with the needs, the wants as much. And I say this, and I promise I'll be through. How many times have we, and it happened to us growing up, the way it happened to me, and now I can hear my children doing the same thing. Walk in the house, go to the refrigerator, and say, I ain't got nothing to eat. We ain't got nothing in here to eat. All this doggone food in this refrigerator, in this pantry. In my house, we got rice and beans and peas, beans, greens, tomato, potatoes, lamb. I mean, we got stuff out. But them kids, my kids, and I'm probably guilty of doing it too. Man, what we going to eat? We ain't got nothing to eat. Refrigerator full of stuff. It might not be what you want to eat. May not be what you have a taste for. But I done found myself here lately just trying to save money, eating more peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And them things is good. I toast it, get the toast, get it nice and dark the way I want it. And I don't like peanut butter. You know, in my house sometimes they put the peanut butter in the refrigerator. I don't like peanut butter in the refrigerator because it's hard to spread. I like the peanut butter to be in the cabinet so it's already warm, and when you can just scoop it and put it on the hot toasted toast, and it just go right on, and then it begins to melt, and then I get the jelly that's cold out the refrigerator and put the jelly on. See, somebody in your spirit is quickening now. Your spirit is quickening. You feel the spirit of peanut butter and jelly. And sometimes we just need to go back to that. You eat you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, one or two of them, get you some chips, drink you some milk, and let that be your dinner. You know, you done ate a little bit. Then you done saved. And think about how much money you spend eating out every day when you could have just made you a fried bologna. See, I grew up in I'm from the hood. It was no thing for us to have a fried bologna sandwich. All right. Thank you, Minister Tolbert. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor, for bringing that thing and putting it into perspective. Y'all just, you know, first lady, just tag team. But absolutely. And a lot of times, just like you're saying, we kind of miss those simple blessings. You know, we think that, you know, like you said, with the refrigerator sometimes, we think that we ain't got nothing in there. It's just you got something that ain't what you want. But it's what you need. It's something in there. It's some food in there. What you need is food, and the food is in there. And a lot of times, like you say, we end up overlooking those simple things, and then we overcomplicate things in that manner. Anybody else got anything to add before we go forward?
Yes.
All right. So go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say that that this is a good lesson on tonight, and that two things come to mind, you know, hearing about the material things. I think about the Ten Commandments and thou shalt not covet. And there's a children's song that we have been listening to, and they're trying to explain the Ten Commandments, and it's got the monsters in it, and Count Dracula is asking, what does covet mean? I don't know what that means. Whatever it means, I want to stop doing it. And something lately that I've just been thinking about is just how many things do I actually covet? How many things do I actually look at and say, man, I wish I had that. And man, I wish I had this. And man, I wish we had those and these and all of these things. And, you know, hearing you first lady talking about, you know, and Pastor talking about We ain't got nothing to eat. And it's like, we have clothes. We have food. We have everything that we need. And I just think about a pastor that I heard say one time, you don't know what it costs for me to get this. And so we can look at other people's material possessions or even their spiritual possessions and what they have, the anointing, the gifting, the talents, or whatever. And we can covet what other people have and want it for ourselves, but we don't know what it costs, what it took them, what God took them through to get what they have. And what God has for them is not for us, and he knows why it's not for us. And we have to trust and know that he's our Father, he's our Creator, that he knows what's for us, that what we have is exactly what we need. And if we were to be given more, then he would have given that to us. And so, you know, hearing about Philippians 4, being content in times of lack and times of abundance, just being content in Jesus Christ and not getting caught up with what you don't have to the point that you want to worship these things that you can't take with you to the grave, that when you die, somebody's going to sell it and take that money and sell all your possessions and make them a nice little pretty penny. So it's just good teaching on tonight.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Bulls. Definitely putting it into perspective. Like you say, we can't worry about this stuff. It's, you know, you can't go to the grave with us. So a lot of these materialistic things, we can't place our focus and place more of our value on these types of things because, you know, it's the wrong investment that we're making. Again, like I said earlier, make more investment spiritually, you know, than we are with these materialistic things. Because, of course, in this word where I'm going to allude to that, and you'll see within the scriptures exactly what I've been pointing to earlier. Verse 33 got a good word for everybody. But let's look at 32. For all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Listen. Listen here, saints. Maturing as a Christian is this: knowing that God knows what you need before you realize that you need it. God knows your needs and will provide your needs. So don't make the same mistakes as others, which would be focusing on the wrong thing. Don't chase after money, the cars, and things like that, simply because if you do right and follow God, then you'll be rewarded. Again, look at what the scripture says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God will give, you know, give God your all and give him your best, and in return, you'll be blessed. God will give you your needs, so in return, you'll be blessed. So make sure that we put more of our time, more of our focus, more of our energy into the Lord. You know, we can't worry or stress about what may or may not happen tomorrow because tomorrow has enough problems on its own. And, you know, to take it a step further, tomorrow ain't promised. So all of, you know, for everybody, you know, listening today, you know, have been, you know, been through enough to understand that these words are true. Everybody listening, you know, and the best decision that you could ever make is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And once you come over to this side and forget about that other side that we've been talking about, because this is where you want to be. This is where you need to be. So this is where I encourage you to be. I'd rather be broke with God now and be rich through his treasures of heaven than to be rich now, broke and in hell. For what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? So we have to place our value in the right places. Make sure that we do that, and make sure that we are making the right decisions. And to be clear, being rich ain't the problem. The problem is not accepting Christ. Solomon was rich. David was rich. But they had God on their side. And because they had God on their side, even when they messed up, because we know they made some mistakes, they knew how to repent and how to get back on this side. David said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." So make sure that you know to make the right choice. And I encourage you all to choose wisely. And with that being said, that's it, Pastor. I'll turn this over to you for any final comments from the panel. Thank you.
Great word, my brother. Great, great word. Amen. That's very thought-provoking and convicting us in our hearts. That's for everybody, the believers and definitely the unbelievers. We have to stay focused and keep the main thing, the main thing. Okay, so once again, here's another dynamic message about us making a choice, you know, about us, about each one of us individually. Don't let nobody else make the choice for you. You better make the choice for yourself. Because when you stand before God, it's going to be you and God. You and, hey, that person or whoever you living for somebody else or going off what somebody else is saying, you're responsible. You're responsible. And individually, we thank God for the church, and we thank God for pastors and evangelists and teachers, and thank God for everybody, the fivefold, and all these gifts. Ultimately, you're responsible for your soul. Okay? You're responsible. Okay? You're responsible. And just like tonight, a great message that was taught, great comments, scripture. And if you have an issue with it, go back in these scriptures. Go back. Do like the Bereans did in with Paul and them. They went back and studied to make sure what Paul and them was preaching, what they was talking about this Christ, to make sure it was legit, to make sure it was already prophesied in Isaiah and these other books. Jeremiah, different ones had already talked about him. Okay, so, you know, we encourage y'all to seek the Lord while he may be found, draw unto him while he is near. No man knows the day nor the hour. Okay, no man knows. But you can have the blessed assurance that if you're in Christ, if you die, you're not even dying, you're just resting. But if you're not, if you're none of his, then sorry for you. Okay, especially those that you have a choice. And nobody will be able to stand before God and say they haven't heard or what have you. Some of us, by the grace and mercy of God, we've gotten longer time than others. Okay, well, the day you hear his voice, scriptures say harden not your heart. Okay, we know, you know, some of us probably know a situation where a person grew up in church but rejected. I know plenty of those that grew up in the church with me that you would never know they was in church. You never know their parents were ministers or whatever because they trying so hard to distance themselves from the church. Okay, but the day is going to come. Okay, we all going to have to give an account. So great message, Mr. Tobin, as always. Before I do the offering, any final words from the panel? Anyone on the panel have any final comment on tonight? All right. Well, God bless you all. Listen, I'm going to ask everyone, those that are listening, those that can, send a $5 cash out, amen, tonight. Those that can, someone you may can't, you may can do $2, $3, do so. Some of you, the Lord may lay on your heart to do more. And if you're able to, then do so. By all means, do so. I'm just asking for $5 for those that can. We just want to make sure those that are able to give something on Tuesday night. This is our Bible study, and if we was you know, in the sanctuary or what have you, we would raise a Tuesday night offering. You know, if we was in the sanctuary, we'll be doing it next week. As hopefully, we're looking at probably next week starting our live Bible study again, along with Facebook Live and Blog Talk. So we just thank God for the doors that He's opening for us to strengthen each other, and that's what we want to do. We want small church but huge ministry. Okay, so we thank you, appreciate you. As we stated, let's give an offering tonight, asking for $5, but whatever the Lord lays on your heart. I'm going to give $5. I wouldn't ask y'all to do something that I'm not going to do. So I'm going to do that tonight. And I want you, those that can, if you're able to, give an offering on tonight. The church cash app is $PTC877. Once again, $PTC877. And may the Lord bless you real good. Lady Zachary, are you still on? My wife, you still on here?
Yes, the boss, I'm here.
Okay. Hey, you want to announce, give the announcement about what do y'all have, what y'all got going on Saturday, just in case someone is on tonight, maybe a sister on tonight listening, that what do the sisters got going on Saturday?
Oh, yes. So the Women of Praise Tabernacle Church, we are having a fellowship at Rose Jordan Park. There's no age limit. Just come out and help us with fellowship. If you want to attend, we'll be coming from the Book of Ruth, reading the whole chapter, the whole book, not chapter, the whole Book of Ruth. And, you know, we'll get together and we will discuss it. Whatever stood out to you, you can share it. And we are meeting at Rose Jordan Park at 5 p.m. for those that can make it. The address there is 100 East Krogan Street, and that's in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And that zip is 300, the area code 30046. Did I say that right, zip code? I don't know. I'm supposed to feel high on this doggone message. Oh, my God. So if all the ladies, those that are listening, please bring a friend, bring your aunt, bring your sister, your brother, your children. Yeah, come on out and fellowship with us Saturday at 5 p.m. at Rose Jordan Park, 100 East Krogan Street, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30046.
All right. All right. That's the ladies' fellowship. So I don't think none of the brothers should be. Y'all brothers,
ladies,
y'all
only
stay at home. Yeah, ladies only. Yeah, y'all brothers stay, you know, do something else. We want these women, and thank God for our women's department. You know, as pastor, you definitely have to be careful on who's doing what and have to watch folks. We done had people try to thank the Lord. All right, you women, y'all have a great session on this Saturday. Want to get some testimony from these men, these married men, on how the wife is treating them. Pray the Lord. We may have a pick up on that next Tuesday on our family night. Y'all know we only got through, I think, two of our first verses in that chapter, so we're going to pick it up. But definitely speak to the married, that husband and wife stick together, love each other. Hey, you're no more twain, but you're one. You know, stick together, love each other, and ask the Lord to confirm what needs to be done. How do I love him? How do I love her? What do I need to do for him? How can I please my husband? How can I please my wife? You no longer, when you get married, the selfishness, you done throw selfishness out the door. That's what Apostle Paul said. Yeah, you done throw that out the door. You're no longer your own, okay? But the single, Apostle Paul said, and the single person, if you single, he told, I would advise you don't even seek to be married if you're single. Because once you get married, you no longer have to just consider yourself. You have to consider someone else. So husband and wife, love each other, those that are single. Love God until someone comes along, don't mean you can't get married if you desire it, you know. But we appreciate everyone on tonight. We thank you. Minister Tova, as we stated once again, thank you so much, man, for this great, great lesson. Listen, this coming Sunday, the Lord willing, the Lord delay is coming. I haven't preached, officially preached in, I think, a little bit over a month, maybe a month and a half or so. Lord's willing, this Sunday we're going to attempt to preach from the subject, All I Need Is One Shot. All I Need Is One Shot. Amen. If the Lord is coming, we're going to attempt to preach a message just encouraging the people of God from the subject, All I Need Is One Shot. So God bless you, beloved. Listen to all my sisters that are listening. Meet the women's department at Rose Jordan Park on Saturday at 5 o'clock, and then turn around, make it a weekend. Turn around Sunday morning, meet us at 275 Simonton Road at Simonton Elementary School, 30045, I think it is. We'll be starting our Sunday morning celebration at 8:45. This is fourth Sunday. This will be our fundraising Sunday. I think right now the men's department have the banner for the past month. We have the banner, so we're going to be looking to try to hold on to that banner. And remember, you just heard a message. You just heard a message about all this other stuff. So let's remember God in our giving. God bless you tonight. As we leave this place, but never the presence of God, Matthew 28:19-20, tells us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. God bless you and have a great week.